you can still support your spouse and partner without being at all the events or not having the same interest. And I feel like those non-negotiable things are kind of like the little things that you do for you to set yourself up to be a better partner.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to another episode of Questionably Awesome, where I'm here with my not so questionable sidekick, Evans. How are you this morning?
I am great. How are you?
You know, I am so awesome. And you have just the hugest, most life-changing thing coming up this weekend.
Yes.
What is that?
I am going to get married.
Is that the craziest? Okay. So, you know, those moments where before you met Adam, you were like, oh my God, when is this? Like, what were you doing to attract somebody? Were you like going out with nipple tassels constantly?
Nipple tassels, just naked, just going out naked to bars and seeing what would happen.
I mean, like,
just flashing people. Yeah.
If you get me an amaretto sour, I'll show you what's underneath here.
An amaretto sour. The things we do.
I know.
To attract a mate.
You know, clearly it worked.
Let me tell you, amaretto sours are the way.
Seven amaretto sours later and you got yourself a partner.
It is weird though, being back home and like last night we went to this restaurant and I went to the bathroom in there and I was like, whoa, I've been on dates and used this bathroom. You know what I mean?
Like,
and
now I'm really someone. Used it or like... You-
This date, no, just to TT. Just your standard TT and hand wash.
That is crazy. So you're in Charleston.
Yes.
Okay. Back in Charleston. So you probably, it's just the craziest thing. You know, I don't know if this ever happened to you, but before I was married, I would have dreams about getting married. And like, I could not see his face or it would be somebody that I like didn't like at all. And I'm like, why am I marrying this person? And it was so weird because it was always in this church that I grew up in. And I was always like walking down the aisle with someone that I did not like at all. And I was like, I'd wake up and be like, oh my God, like what is going to happen?
No way.
And now you have Adam.
Look, he's the best. I love him.
You should change your name to Eve. Maybe not.
I'm going to do that. I am. How's your week? What's new?
No, we weren't going anywhere good. I always know. How's my week? What's new? My week is awesome. We have aligned this weekend. Otherwise, I'd be at your wedding, which is our event, which was making me a while back made me very sad. I'm like, how did we book an event on the same weekend as our wedding? But now we're spending you and I, as all couples, are spending Thanksgiving together. So I kind of feel like I get to like celebrate the nuptials coming up right after you're married. But this is really exciting that I get to spend like this brief amount of time with you before your wedding. But back to that really quick, like, is the whole fam just so excited?
We're so excited. And it was nice to get here early because the first couple of days we're just relaxing and doing our little errands. And now people are in town.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it. It's weird that they're coming for us.
Yeah, it is quite crazy. You're like, whoa, all these people really show up. Where is your rehearsal dinner going to be?
It is actually going to be out on Kiowa, which is this magical place. Everyone should go there. It's right outside of Charleston. And that's where our wedding is too. Oh, and it's going to be just like a It was going to be outside, but the weather's kind of crummy. So yeah. Now it's going to be inside.
How exciting. And are you giving a speech that night? Are you going to say anything? I was so nervous about that.
I know. I think we decided we're going to say a little something on the wedding night at the reception. Just a little like, thanks for coming. Let's dance. Just something like that.
Oh, I like that. Just leave it simple. The guests don't really care. You know, honestly, whenever I'm at a wedding, I'm like, hey, do you think maybe this wedding we could save the speeches?
Yes.
Just kidding. You know what? This would be a great segue for some quotes. What's your quote?
I completely agree. I'm staying on the Dolly Parton train.
You know what? Safe.
It's very safe. It's a safe choice. But this quote made me laugh because she said, I'm not offended by all the dumb blonde jokes because I know I'm not dumb and I also know that I'm not blonde.
Oh my God, I love that. That's like how I feel if I hear anything. I'm like, well, I'm really none of those things. So
same here. Like, this isn't real.
Yeah, no. So I know who I am. I'm very clear. Yeah. All right. Yes. So you know what? I took this one right off the good old Good Vibes Only page. So it is called GVO, as in Good Vibes Only, quotes, GVO quotes. Right off Instagram, guys. So we know this is historically accurate.
Yes.
So this says, being patient and trusting the process means that you believe you'll receive blessings based on the seeds you've sowed. And I love that so much because I feel like in order to know that you are going to, in order to trust the process, like you also have to show up. Like so many of us are like, oh, but how can I just like let go of the outcome? And you never, it's like I'm able to let go of the outcome now in certain things because I know that I'm doing the work. So if you are consistent and do the work, it's like if you're literally going to the gym every single day and eating well, and you have an infinite mindset of like, there's no end point, like you will end up reaping those rewards because, you know, you are being consistent. So it's trusting the process and knowing like there's actually no end date to sowing seeds and reaping rewards. And I think in the beginning we can be like, okay, I'm going to do this thing. And if it doesn't happen by this date, then I'm giving up. And you know what's so crazy is I think that a lot with sometimes people in like the dating world. And I see a lot of people who are like, that's it. Okay, I'm going to put myself out there one last time. And if it doesn't work, that's it. Well, of course, that's going to be it because that's the attitude that is not going to get you anywhere.
No so way.
It's the same with all of your goals. It's like you have to just keep putting yourself into that position at all times in order to get any sort of reward. So consistency, you know?
Consistency. It's such a hard one, but we need to all do it.
I was just listening to a podcast with, let's see, Simon Sinek and Lewis Howes. And Simon Sinek came out with a new book called, I can't remember the name, but it has infinite in the titles, talking about how like our choices and our thoughts and pretty much our actions have to be based on an infinite mindset, meaning like whatever you choose to start doing, if you want to see the outcomes, just like what we talked about, there is no end date. Like it has to be something, it has to be a lifestyle. It has to be something that you're choosing. So
absolutely.
Know, it's like you in yoga. If you want to get flexible, you can't just be like, look, if I am not doing the splits by September 2020, then I'm never looking at yoga again.
Yeah, that's a terrible attitude.
It sure is. Screw that attitude.
Get out of here with that attitude. It's going to take years, decades.
It really is. Do we have a review?
Oh, yeah. And it's really nice. Oh, man. Okay. This is from Lexi_Bean.
Lexi Bean? That's Lexi Bean.
I agree. She says, you two are the fun teachers. Lori and Evan.
Yeah, we are.
You two are a match made in podcast heaven. You two are the fun teachers that we all loved in school, but still learn so much in the process. You make both You both make self-development fun, exciting, and funny. Everything clicks so much faster when I listen to Questionably Awesome. I also love all your other episodes, Lori. You choose the best guests, and I love that you have something for every mood I'm in. Hands down, my favorite podcast ever. Love and blessings to you both.
Oh my God. Can that just make my whole day? Yes, it can.
Yes, it can. And it did.
It just did. Lexi Bean, please send us an email to customerservice@loriharder.com. And we want to send you something super amazing.
That is a surprise, so though. Lexi Bean sounds like a really cool person.
You know what? If you have any point where you are even remotely below 100% this week, all you need to do is be like, what did Lexi Bean say about me?
What did Lexi Bean say?
Lexi Bean.
Lexi Bean. I just called her Lexi. Sorry, Lexi.
It's all right. She might adopt that. She might actually be like, you know what? I feel like my life suits Lexi much more than Lexi. Would you, did you have a made up name when you were little?
Oh, like my nickname?
Your pretend name. Like Ooh. Whenever you'd play, like whatever, house or office or whatever.
I feel like I chose like just normal names. Like I'm too. The mom, like Joan or something.
Oh boy, you know? That's real normal. It's okay, because mine was Becky Leaves. I literally remember, and I was in a backyard and we were playing something amazing, I'm sure, and very intellectual. And they were like, okay, well, what's your made up name? And I was like, oh, Becky is a great name. And then yes. I was looking at leaves on the ground and I was like, leaves. And there it was. I was born. Becky Leaves was born. And ever since then, I was Becky Leaves in the office, playing house. Yeah. I don't know when I dropped that name, but.
Maybe you should start an Instagram handle of Becky Leaves and just let that side of you grow.
You know, I feel like the Instagram for Becky Leaves would be like Becky walking out on people like, bye. Like, it'd be like all of these instances when we want to walk out and our alter ego, Becky Leaves, like literally is like, bye.
She does it. She's like, I don't have to deal with this.
Becky bye. Leaves. Hashtag Becky Leaves. I like that. I really do. I could get down really with some do. Becky Leaves. That's Don't way do that this weekend, than... okay? Be like, Becky, you can be hashtag Becky has arrived. So
Becky stays.
Becky stays. Oh, and then if I had a kid, I'd name it Bucky.
Yeah, Bucky Leaves.
Bucky stays. All right. So do you have a question?
Yes. And what's great about these questions is they're about relationships.
That is so great since you're heading right into one.
So great. Okay. What did I highlight here? It's from _ Aaron Jean. I'd love to know how to balance between compromise and non-negotiables.
In a relationship. Oh, well, you know, I pretty much just say in a relationship, all you have to say is what I say goes or hit the highway.
We're out of here.
That's a quick ticket to divorce land of a best friend or a spouse. Okay. So yes. How do I manage between compromise and non-negotiables? All right. Well, non-negotiables are interesting in a relationship because it's kind of like there are certain things that if they are non-negotiable for you, that's the tough conversation, right? Like if you're like, hey, I absolutely need to, maybe you have a partner who doesn't understand why you go to yoga or go to the gym. And mm-hmm. if that is a huge part of your life and that's what makes you feel like you and that's what makes you feel good, they are not necessarily supportive or understanding, yeah, that's going to probably create a problem and be like, I need you to fast forward 5 or 10 or 20 years with this partner. And if they're completely not understanding and it's causing a problem, then you're either going to have that problem and it's going to grow, or you're going to compromise your part of yourself. And you need to fast forward and say, if I let this part of my personality go, who will I be? And will I actually even show up in this relationship the way that I want to? Like, will this actually even be a good relationship fit for me still? And yeah. whatever that answer is what you have to do in the present moment. So, because guess what? The future's coming. So you have to fast forward and look at, is this something that I'm willing to let go of in my personality? Like, will I still be okay? So, you know, whether that's the gym or whether that is your life's purpose, like if they don't understand why you're doing self-development or why you are going for this side hustle that you want to turn into your main thing or whatever that looks like, because you have such a passionate purpose and you're being pulled towards it. If they don't get it or don't support it for a long period of time, even after you start doing it. So here's something that I want to say. Some people think that they need to get the support now before they've even started the thing. Mm-hmm. And support comes in many different ways. Like, it doesn't mean that they have to do the thing with you. It doesn't mean that they have to go to all the personal development things with you, but it does mean that they need to be okay and they need to support you, whether verbally or whatever, like, hey, babe, I love that you're doing that. That's great, but that's going to be your thing. But I fully support you. And I'm not going to detract your energy from it. So that's actually a version of really great support. Some people get really confused and think that everything has to be together. And sometimes we just need our partners to be the people who hold down the fort at home or who show up in a different way for us, a completely different, you know, outside of what we think we need. So I think in the beginning, it's like, you just have to keep showing up for yourself and doing the thing. And you don't need your partners, like they don't need to be holding your hand or like with you the entire time. Do you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm going in a circle, but
no, like, completely.
If your partner is not like with you 100% by your side on something, that doesn't mean they're not supportive. It means they can still be cheering you on and be a coach for you, even if they're not doing it, but you have to go and do that thing and you're going to find other people who support you within that thing. And you might find that you don't actually need or want your partner by your side while you're doing this other thing, because your partner's doing something completely different, you know, and playing a different role in your life. That's super, super important. So go and do the thing. You don't need your partner right next to you. And to get on the same track in life, that takes some time. Like, you have to go down the path on your own sometimes before you guys find how you meet up in the future. So don't give up on it right away. Go, I mean, you know, I just think of those train tracks that like eventually they're going to merge, but they're side by side. You don't even realize that. You're like, but you're not on the same train. I need you on the same train. And they're like, dude, I'm literally right next to you. And we're going to meet up in Charleston, you know?
Yes. They're different seasons. Sometimes you're compromising a little bit more. They're compromising a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. And we just want to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah.
And we can't, because you shouldn't throw babies out. You should probably you have to keep them. And you need to clean that.
Take
you need
care
new
of them.
Bath water is what you need.
Yes. You
I
gotta
don't
keep
even know
those
where
babies.
That came from. Do you know where that saying came from?
It's like an old saying, but I don't remember what it really means.
Like, was anybody ever like, this bath water is bad and this baby's bugging me?
Let's get them all out of here.
Yeah. All right. So, what do you think?
Yeah.
Do tell, because I know that you guys have had experiences, and Chris and I have had experiences in our life in the beginning of our relationship, not even in the beginning, like smack dab in the middle, smack dab right now, where it's like, he has moments where he's like, that's your thing, but I don't want to go to that, or I'm not doing that. That's not where I'm at right now. And I just have to move forward, even though he's not on board for certain things. And I'm like, well, maybe he'll get on board later.
Yeah, exactly. You can still support your spouse and partner without being at all the events or not having the same interest. And I feel like those non-negotiable things are kind of like the little things that you do for you to set yourself up to be a better partner. And then your compromise is like, okay, he or she is really hustling hard with their craft right now. So maybe I'm a backseat right now, but I know that we're still loved and we support each other, but we're focusing on this one thing right now. I don't know. That's what comes to mind.
Oh, I love that. And you just totally brought up a moment for me of like, so all of those things that you just said are so important and so okay if you have open communication every day.
Yes.
I feel like sometimes when people are to the point of asking the question of like, when is this okay and when is it not? Is there's probably not a lot of conversation around it in the relationship. So I would say giving yourself a good 3 to 6 months of learning how to even have a conversation around how you feel, you know, and letting it be okay. Like, hey, there's some things that I'm not expressing that I really need to express that don't mean anything either way right now. We just need to get them on the table and see where we are at in our relationship. And what's crazy to me is so many people do not even discuss that they're feeling off in their relationship. Like, it's like, oh my God, that's there. And I'm going to ignore it. I'm going to pretend like this is not happening. And all of a sudden, until you can't pretend anymore, and you're like, oh my God, I hate my partner because I'm so resentful because of something you're actually not sharing and you're afraid to share.
Right.
And we blame our partner, like, yeah, but you're not letting me talk about it. Well, you have to create that space. And you know, when you know that you're the one evolving faster, the one who has the non-negotiables, and you're aware first, it's your responsibility to create the space first then.
Completely agree. I know it's hard to take that initial step to actually say things to your partner like, hey, I'm not feeling great about us. That's a hard conversation to have. But once you do it, you feel so much better.
And I know that you've done that a lot and it's changed everything.
It changes everything. And you can just call a couples counselor and they will guide you through that process.
It's so true. So how does one call a couples counselor? Like, did you just look it up in the yellow pages?
You can look it up in the yellow pages, Google.
But is that what you did? Did you literally Google?
Adam actually had been seeing this particular counselor. And so we both went to her together and she's just given us a lot of tools. And I know a lot of people worry about like, insurance, not having insurance or payment. But I know, at least with my experience with counselors, I've been able to, you can kind of get on a sliding scale with them too. Like a lot of them are open to different payment plans.
Oh, that's amazing. And sometimes all people need is one. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Sometimes people need 20, but sometimes all you need is one to have somebody kind of like sit in, you know, help you with the conversation.
Exactly.
Because we didn't watch our parents did not teach us how to have conversations with a partner. Like many of us did not have, you know, parents who maybe communicated the best. And so we don't even know what to model it after. So you guys, like, give yourself some slack and learn how to. Chris and I did not know how to communicate. Do you know what I do know what I knew how to do, which is so funny that my name was Becky Leaves. I left every situation. I was like, "Oh yeah, well, I'm leaving." Like I would just freaking leave until one day he said, hey, if you leave this fight, he said, do not come back. I'm not doing this again. And he was serious. And I was like,
and you knew.
I knew. And I was so mad. Do you know what I did?
What?
I was like, oh yeah, nobody can tell me what to do. So I left and I sat in the driveway and I almost left the driveway, but I never left the driveway. And I was like, shit. So I sat in my car like a fool for probably an hour. And he just probably watched me. And I should ask him. I'm like, did you just watch me in the driveway? Were you
I wonder what he was doing.
He probably, because of how men can be, like how they can just switch their brain off, I guarantee he just like turned on football and was like, oh yeah, Packers.
I could totally see Adam doing that. Just like, okay, if you're going to sit on the driveway, I'm going to continue on with my day.
They just are so good at that, that it's literally, my husband has taught me so much about that, that I'm like so distraught over something that's happened maybe in our business. And I'll come back in an hour later and I'm like, oh, what are you thinking? He's like, oh, you know what? I'm thinking about booking tickets to the Super Bowl this year. I'm like, what? I'm so upset right now.
It's so true.
And I'm just like taking, honestly, I used to be so mad because for some reason, I think I thought we like stored up points in heaven for like feeling guilt, shame, or bad about something. And now I've realized there are no points there. God's like, hey, you forgave you a long time ago. You're actually stealing from the joy basket over here that I'm trying to have you eat from. And I'm like, oh, I am ruining my own life. So now I'm like, you know what? Fast forward, here's what you do. If you're ever sad or like pissed about something, fast forward to your deathbed and be like, will I care about this when I'm about to die?
Nope.
Will not care, guys.
You will not care.
You know what I'll care about? I'll be like, pass me that bottle of wine and let's sing some Italian songs.
Yes. You really will. You love song in your life.
I will have everyone around my deathbed singing That's Amore and saying words of affirmation to each other.
What a beautiful gift. Oh, I think that's lovely. Awesome.
And someone feeding me spaghetti. Maybe a dog from Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, I love that.
All right. You got one more question in you?
I got one more question in me. Oh, wait, this one's from at Amanda I. Barkley.
Amanda Barkley.
I'm so self-conscious in relationships. I can never tell if they actually like me. Help.
You know, Evans and I feel the same way.
every dang day.
Sometimes I like Evans leaves and I'm like, does she really like me or is she just doing this for me? That's how weird I am.
Literally. Me too. I think the same thing. I'm like, when is Lori just going to be like, this is over?
But this is true. And I'm such a weirdo. And I'm like, but I really like it. It's like the best part of my week. And then I'm like, you are so insecure. You need to get over yourself.
And I know. Why do we do that? Why do women do that so much?
I don't know. Were we abandoned by friends or something?
I don't know.
Because I don't think everybody has this, but I do think that people maybe who had, I wasn't popular. And I also had friends who were like, you know, they'd leave me for more exciting things, which I think a lot of people had.
Sure.
And that is definitely still a thing for me. I'm like, when's the ball going to drop? And I have to go back to like, no, like people can be your friend. Like you can have an amazing relationship for like your whole life and you don't have to be texting all the time and you don't like, you can redefine what you want as a relationship. And my God, you can speak it out loud. Like even just saying it out loud. And I know that we say this to each other, like actually quite often, like we'll give each other a little text like, hey, still love this.
Yep.
Because we need to hear it. So if you know that about your friend, like that's the thing. So Amanda Barkley, I think that you just need to speak how you feel. And if it's a true friend, you know, and somebody that you really want to keep in your life and who wants to go deeper in a relationship, just be like, hey, I know this is so weird, but sometimes I fear that like, I'm, you know, not, like maybe this relationship is like, you know, maybe we're not. Help me, Evans. Help me.
Maybe it's like once I'm just worried that you're not going to be my friend forever. And I really cherish our friendship and it's something I'm working on, my self-consciousness. Yeah. So
totally. So just can I share when I feel self-conscious?
Yeah.
I love that because, you know, if someone thinks you're weird and it's who you are, then they don't really need to be, they don't get invited back to your soiree.
Exactly. And everyone feels self-conscious. You are not alone.
No, and that's where the self-love feeling like thing that comes in, right? Like that's literally where it's like, oh, this is so much of the work that I have been doing for a while now is like, can I love me even if other people don't love me? Like, can I love me even if something went weird on the internet and like bullies broke out and the world was going crazy and everyone was like, I don't know. I was going to say like, let's stone Lori. Like that sounds terrible.
No, Lori, no one is going to do that. No.
Hey, I'm going to worst case scenario and see if I can still love me. And
yes, there will be no stones thrown.
No stones thrown. Yeah. Right. When I was saying it,
just
out loud,
flower
I was like,
petals.
That has gone too far, but
just flower petals.
Flower petals. But like, can you still love you if you woke up and everybody left you? Like, could you still be like, it's okay because I'm, you know, like so connected to my creator. I still have prayer. I still have whatever. And I know that I'm going to be like, I really, the belief that helps me is like, I don't think we're going to be ever given something that we can't handle and that isn't for our evolution. So it's kind of like if people leave you, it means that you are meant to meet a new tribe of people. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's not going to be fun in the process, but it does mean that something is happening for you. People are getting removed for you. So
totally agree.
I just think you have to be yourself and let them know. And I think sometimes you'd be so surprised by what people will say when you're yourself. Like Evans and I are like, I feel that way too. Just extra words of affirmation. That's
it's
all.
The best feeling when you hear someone say something and you're like, hey, wait, I feel like that too. I'm not a crazy person.
You would be so shocked how alike every single one of us are. Even the most successful, secure people, sometimes the most successful people are actually the most insecure people because we are like trying to do, like I said, as in including myself.
Yep.
Number one, I love that I think that I'm very successful. Number two,
you are very successful.
Number two, part of it is because I'm like, okay, will you love me now? Do you love me now? Do you love me now because I did this? Okay. Are you going to be here? Okay. If I stop being successful, will you love me? That is the scary question.
Mm-hmm.
If I stop doing these things, will you still love me?
And guess what?
What?
We will.
That is just, that feels good. See, I have it on a recording.
Yeah, we will.
You're stuck. All right, Evans.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Say what you were going to say. Say what you need to say.
This is cool. We went to this meditation on Tuesday night, a full moon meditation.
Amazing. Was that in LA or Charleston?
It was in Charleston.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. They have this really cute place. It's called Still Studio, if anyone lives here. And one of the things I really like she said was we were in child's pose and she was talking about, this is going to sound very woo-woo, but how the earth always has you. Like if you touch the ground and you're like, oh, this is so woo-woo, but you're always kind of covered.
You're on the right podcast.
Yeah. Something has you. So if you're at your lowest, just like lay on the ground and know the earth's got you.
It is true. And there is a lot of, there's actually, you can measure it. There's so much energy coming through the earth and it helps regulate our energy. So it's actually quite true. And it is science and it is measurable. So it's not woo-woo at all. It is science. And
science.
It's like, you know what? If you want to question science, you go right ahead. And science is going to come back and do some sciencey thing to you.
Yes, it will.
It's going to give you static cling when you want it least. You're going to be like, what is this? I can't see it, but it's happening.
Yeah,
science. You're going to be like, maybe I should trust things that I can't see.
Whoa, all that from static cling.
Yep. Learn about it. You know, every week we make people smarter. Don't you ever question it.
Yeah. Becky leaves.
Becky leaves is out. Okay, so you're about, next time I talk to you, you're going to be married. Could you please do a better job with your Instagram stories right now?
Yes, it is, I will.
It is so hard for me to stalk you right now. I'm like, I can't even, like, who are her friends back there that maybe do Instagram? Could you maybe hook me up with her?
Yes, okay. I promise I'll do better on my stories.
Send me someone who does stories of your life, because then I will watch those. I'm like, how am I supposed to be a voyeur? Right? That's the right word, right?
Yeah. Voyeurism. Yeah. We need to get you like live streaming.
Yeah. Could you set up a computer, just live stream all weekend?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Yes. Because we all want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. All right. Well, I'm sending you so much love. I'm so excited. And
thank you so much.
You're going to be a missus.
I can't believe it.
I know. I'm like, I literally can't wait. Is it on Friday or Saturday? Saturday?
It's on Saturday.
Okay. All right. I'm going to be sending you lots of marital bliss on Saturday.
Thank you, Lori. And I'm going to be sending y'all bliss for Aligned.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. Okay, you guys, we're so, so always grateful to have you listen in to a full episode. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.